This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the tragedy of getting what you want, from Psalms 104 through 106. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I'm sure you've all heard the story of the old Iowa farmer who got sick and tired of farming, so he left the farm and opened a hardware business. Well, he loved his new situation. He didn't have to fight the droughts, work in the hot fields in the summer, or break the ice in the horse tank during the winter. Rather than repair the tractor, fix the fences, paint the barn, or fight the weeds, he could sit in his hardware store waiting for the customers to come in. And business was booming. His hottest item was a hammer that sold like hotcakes. He bought them for 50 cents apiece and sold them for a quarter. When a friend questioned the man's wisdom and told him he'd lose money, he said, "Oh, I know I'll lose money, but it sure beats farming." Well, maybe so, but his hammer sales were a poor idea, a bad bargain. And that's the lesson we see in Psalm 106, verse 14 and 15. Speaking of the children of Israel, it says, "They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert, and He gave them their request, but sent leanness to their souls. They got what they wanted for their bodies at the expense of their souls." And any time we purchase physical pleasure at the expense of spiritual health, it's a very poor bargain. Our temporal lives are but a breath, but our souls are eternal. And isn't it amazing how much time and money we spend taking care of our physical bodies and how little time we spend nurturing our souls? Notice also how the people felt when they finally got what they wanted. They had cried and complained about their boring diet of manna and pestered the Lord for meat. And the Lord finally said, "Okay, I'm going to give you enough meat to last a month. So much it will come out of your nostrils. It will become loathsome to you." And that's exactly what happened. The lesson? We must be careful what we pray for and why we want it. If we badger the Lord day and night with selfish prayers for something, He may give it to us. But there will be no satisfaction with it. Someone once said, "There are two tragedies in life. One is not getting what we want, and the other is getting it." And there's a lot of truth in that statement. But when we want what God wants, and when we pray according to His will, everything from His hand comes wrapped in His grace. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a snapshot of a dramatic rescue. Can you find yourself in the picture? We'll study Psalms 107 through 110 on Daily Discipleship.